marvelous light in causing you to love the doctrine of God our Savior. You remember the quote of the scripture that I think it was you that wrote it. I'm now quick as soon as I can bring something out of that. He said unto the brethren in his writing to in hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie promised before the world began. Well, do you suppose that that's just a half hope? Do you suppose it's just a suggestion that God promised before the world began? No, it isn't that. Because he said in hope of eternal life, that God who cannot lie promised before the world began. It's that hope. Do you know what a hope is? I'm sure you do. What is a hope? What is the effect of it? I would rather take it from that standpoint. What is the effect of a hope? You know, the Apostle Paul said in talking to these things, which hope? He's talking about before that the hope. He says, which hope we have as the anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, and it enters into that within the veil. Whether Jesus, the forerunner, then for us, made a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Do you fear, my friends and brothers? Do you feel you have an anchor? Do you feel that you have an anchor that isn't the product of your flesh? Paul had an anchor. It was hope, he says, is the anchor of our soul. I have long since come to this understanding that a person who does not have a hope does not have an anchor. Think about it. Paul said it's the anchor of the soul. It was sure, it was steadfast. And therefore, if you have a hope, don't do like thousands of people do. I don't want anything to do with the hope. I want to know something. I want to be perfectly sure. I want to feel it. I don't want to know all about it. I'll tell you, my brethren, you won't know, and you won't know all about these gracious and wonderful things while you live in this life. But which hope we have as the anchor of soul. Sure and steadfast, it enters within the veil. Why is it in the veil? Because our hope is in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who arose a glorious conqueror over death, hell, and the grave. The glorious conqueror is now at the right hand of the Father. You know that in Hebrews it said, seeing that we also come as a Bible so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, ever looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So when people say, well, all you got to do is have faith. Necessary to have faith, all right, but it isn't all you've got to do, because you can't do anything to bring it on, and you can't do anything to lose it, because, my brethren, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, who, we said, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, is now set down at the throne of the majesty on high, making intercession for us. This is our Jesus. This is what the gospel of the Son of God means, telling what God has done for his people in the person of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May he keep you from day to day. May he stir up your minds and your hearts, that he might reveal, according to his will and purpose, reveal unto you the power of God, and it takes the power of God, the revelation of God's mercy and grace in the heart, to give you a hope of eternal life. And if you have a hope of eternal life, you'll never lose it. Never can be lost. You know, Peter, I quit now, maybe. Peter said, you know, who is best us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to his chosen us in him before the world began, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Brethren, these are wonderful things. These are not things that I made up. They're not things that I've given my own interpretation, but they're things, my brethren, that if you know the grace of God, that you rejoice knowing how weak and frail and impossible you and I are. But to have the assurance that Jesus has done it all, done everything we need, give us everything we have in this life, and shall give us everything that we have, shall have in that life which is to come. So, to an inheritance incorruptible under fire, and fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith and the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. May God be with you. If you'd be turning to hymn 381, Children of the Heavenly King, as you journey, sweetly sing. We'll sing that and then we'll be dismissed. I say again, I'm glad to be with you. I'm sorry that we were detained, and you know, no doubt some of you, like I have been upon the occasion, wondering what was the matter and so forth. Well, I tell you, I'm so fixed when I think about it, so fixed that I believe that everything was fixed and it couldn't be any other way than it was. We're just late, that's all. Now, let us stand and sing, Children of the Heavenly King.
Children of the Heavenly King, as you journey, sweetly sing, sing your Savior's worthy praise, glorious in his words and ways. Ye are traveling home to
hope we're thankful for the evidence of thy grace and thy mercy which thou dost give us from time to time. We thank thee that thou hast brought us together this afternoon, we few who are here. We thank thee for the gift of thy dear Son and the hope of eternal life that thou hast implanted in the hearts of thy people. Lead us, Father, continue to lead us and guide us and direct us while we're in this world, for we realize we're so weak. We realize there's not any man that walks to direct his steps. But we look to thee, Father, as the giver of every good and perfect gift. Be with us in life, save us in death. We thank for Jesus' sake. Amen.